School started a couple of days later, so Gregory and I got busy making book covers and getting used to new teachers and scratchy new clothes. Dad's classes started at Bridgewater College, and he was busy too. The other history professors loved the story about Salty and kept kidding Dad about seeing things. But they agreed with Dad when he said, "Mysteries make history much more fun. It's what we don't know, the spice and mystery that we can't explain, that makes life interesting." Although, at the time, I still didn't believe in sea creatures or mermaids, I agreed with Dad, too. In art class, I painted the sunset we had seen that night. I put in the dolphins, but left out the front of the ship. I tried, but I couldn't get the Sunset Cove gold color on the water right. No matter how many times I mixed the colors, it just wasn't the same. 2 weeks later, Gregory and I had just gotten home from school and were on our porch when Mrs. Cooper delivered the mail. She handed Gregory a small package addressed to us. "It's from Mrs. Anderson," Gregory said. As he ripped open the envelope, something fell out and rolled under the porch steps. "I'll get it later," I said. "Read the letter." Letter. "Dear Gregory and Melissa, I wanted to share a souvenir of Sunset Cove with you. Many years ago, when I was your age, Salty gave me this. I had forgotten about it until your visit. He told me his grandfather had given it to him years and years ago. Supposedly, it's from the Santa Lucia. I'd like you to have it. Sincerely, Maddie Anderson." I scrambled down the steps and found a gold coin. Salty's teeth marks were on it. Could it be? I wondered. Yes, 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 the wind seemed to whisper.